of television can make a person saint, according to the lines that the state dictate essential to itself and survival. It creates an apathy, particularly if the
the criminal is always apprehended. It was a presidential commission under Eisenhower that decided that television would have as many police stories as possible. Down, 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 down. That was the first one. Everyone remembers it, I'm sure. That special little music that came on and the detective that always won in his pursuit against injustice. Themes in the early days were commonly against communism. Then the government became fearful of even using the word communism, so it just showed people involved in criminal activity and the police as the helpful good neighbor. Such things as policewoman, police story, you all know. FBI ranking supervisor Caprio revealed in files he'd helped take out and duplicate some 25 years ago, revealed this massive plan. Caprio is now without family, his wife passed, and he is terminally ill with some kind of disease. He said he had to free his conscience of the horrors that he knew about. He knew there were other dreadful programs pertaining to racial extermination, to the elimination, the rounding up of all dissenters, their elimination, including all racial minorities, and certainly all with a working class consciousness, socialism, communism. The dramas give TV people the outlet for pent-up anger. It's a long, long dissertation report, which causes them to, after feeling the release of the anger, to be unable to resist further. Some further benefits: it relieves people from stress, allowing them to live longer and work to support the capitalist system, quote, unquote. Watching TV gives people an outlet, as I said, for anger. The worst thing you can do if you have insomnia and start thinking, considering things that are wrong in the system, is to lie in bed, awake, and worry. This is a threat to the very nature of society. So the late night movies opened up a new option to control insomniacs. Think how many times you fell into the plan of the fascist FBI, CIA, and even the presidents with various commissions. Millions of dollars of the taxpayers were poured in to consider how to make the public apathetic, uncaring, insensitive, fearful, and distrustful of groups, so that they would not organize themselves into any group. Various themes, and he suggests that the writer of a book on mass psychology was a paid agent, and his book was actually formulated, the idea was formulated, and he was assisted. The next trade union leader that you remember in the West Coast, who actually wrote a book trying to show that the psychology of mass movements, that they were dangerous, where in fact mass movements are the only thing that can overcome the terror of a fascist state that controls all of the means of technology to destroy human life and control human life. Thus, television, another part of it, I'm only skipping, makes a direct contribution to the worker in living longer, thus helping the entrepreneur, meaning the bosses, the big businessman, the capitalist. It's a magnificent aid to get people to convalesce quickly from their illness, so there'll be little loss of employment or work time. Television helps people in the hospital and at home to recover from surgery or illness, thus requiring less hospitalization and creating less burden on the large insurance companies. Notice all of the interest has to do with big business, big corporations, big government, the fascists using television all the way down the line. It definitely makes people live longer by relieving them of the worries of stress when we can feed to them that they are secure with the government and that their interests are being best served by the capitalist system. It's not working so well today, though, because when people are unemployed, some people are bound to think no matter what they try, although the people in America are certainly the most apathetic, as proven with no labor cooperation, no other trade union cooperation, when the miners went into their prolonged marathon strike. Before the day, you better be prepared to answer these questions and know what I just discussed, this horrifying theme that goes back 25 years when it was revealed, and longer, back to Truman, before television was invented, or when it was conceived, even in those days. Before the days when there was TV set in every home, and it should be the aim set of the TV, the commercial industries, advertisers of the TV, to make it easy to get a television in every home. That's why credit was easier on television. Prices were brought down on television as opposed to other commodities rising. Television in the last years in the United States has dropped to an all-time low. A plan of the state. Television, subsidized television industries such as Westinghouse, have received welfare from the government. Actual subsidization was channeled through other governmental agencies planned by the CIA to those who would produce television sets on a mass basis and cheaper basis to assure that there was a TV in every home to quote unquote control the minds of the listeners and viewers in the home. Today, the interest in life and the desire to go on living in spite of the depressing things in our own society, this is what the FBI report admits, can be stimulated by the television set. Today, the interest in life and the desire to go on living despite the depressing things in our society can be stimulated by the TV set. Television has also brought new hope to many older people, whereas they would have to have therapy, more professional expenses, Medicaid would have to be increased to be able to take them and hospitalize them. Television allows them to live even on meager substance. Television, in the idea of the FBI, is a substitute even for food. People will be willing to have meager nourishment as long as they can divert their mind through the medium. Said it is the most important medium of keeping alive and healthy the free enterprise system. Well, that's a little bit of a long, long report revealed by an agent of the FBI on how you were sucked in by television. He also said movies were used in the same way to divert, but being that most people could not afford the prices of movies, television was where they specialized their strong emphasis on police stories and other things, trying to make the state, the fascist police, look like the good guys. Although tremendous money was channeled through Disneyland and his through Disney, Walt Disney, who was funded by the CIA and the FBI to make these movies about nature and comedy to divert people's interest. Also, police films of all types, detective stories and movies, and other forms of violent films to divest the violence in people and thus make them feel weak after their anger rage had been relieved. All of this was done through the visual media. Concepts, said the Agent Caprio, that had never been considered by even murderer Adolf Hitler with his Ministry of Propaganda and Enlightenment under Dr. Goebbels in the Nazi Third Reich in Germany. Frightening and horrifying plans, he said, that he could not ever get his hands personally on, because each of these various plans of fascist nature like this were delegated to different departments, and in spite of him being a high-ranking supervisor, he had access only to his plan. He estimated that there were hundreds of plans by the U.S. government to keep the U.S. population in control and keep them from getting into groups, joining movements such as ourselves, to organize against the terror of the fascist, which the director of the FBI said would finally come down and force isolation and elimination of whole segments of the population. Genocide, mass murder. No wonder the USA won't sign the genocide treaty. They plan to kill off whole segments of their population. We've heard of these plans before by others who have worked in governmental agencies. Another inquisitive news, people who have been fired from their jobs who reveal too much. We've heard of ethnic weapons to destroy Indians, blacks, and Asians. We've heard of all of these things, but this is an official report that was turned over. Unfortunately, most of the attention given to the report was not by the U.S., not even its alternate media, not even its third world media. They found it too dangerous to touch. Its consumption is primarily in socialist nations. U.S. scientists are complaining about a high presence of UFOs. Gordon Cooper, who's organized, former astronaut, says that USA is particularly being troubled by a number of strange developments of a UFO nature. Everyone in Neubigburg Air Base in West Germany was a high concentration of U.S. atomic stockpile. Everyone in that entire base has begun to look at them through binoculars and even finally wound up chasing them. One pilot spent 2 days trying to get them. We got to high an altitude as we could, and they were still well above us. Probably 20 or 30 planes at least went up after them, said Air Force Colonel Dick Johnson. And they were still well above us when we were up as high as we could go, 20 or 30 planes, F-84s and F-86 jets, fairly high-speed jets. The UFOs, that means unidentifying flying objects from some other planet in outer space apparently, came over in groups of usually 4 or 16. 16, well, let's hope 16 is a good number for a change. They came over regularly at intervals all day long. For days, they came right over the airbase, as if doing surveillance. The Neubiberg, Neubiberg Air Base in West Germany, is one of the most important atomic stockpiles where pilots' planes are equipped with the most advanced U.S. arsenal of nuclear weapons. So apparently somebody in outer space realizes that the USA must be the most dangerous form of life on the planet. We could only get to about 45,000 feet, said another captain, Captain Phil Taylor, but we did not get close enough to see what they looked like. They were actually shaped like saucers, but I have no way of knowing how large they were. They were that high up. They moved at varying speeds, sometimes quickly, sometimes not so quickly, and sometimes they would come to a dead stop. We had no idea whether they were looking at us or what they were doing. After 2 days, they simply disappeared, the last time in the latter part of March. Taylor later became one of America's top pilots. As you know, Gordon Cooper is America's pioneer astronaut in Project Mercury and now vice president in research and development for Walt E. Disney Enterprises. While on the Mercury project, he said, "I would have liked to have met these things," he confessed, "but I never had the opportunity. I believe that there is intelligent life out there that has already visited this planet and are keeping it under surveillance for some reason. I know of several very qualified people who've had some very real encounters. That includes the NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, astronomers of all sorts as well as personal acquaintances of mine," said Gordon Cooper, ex-astronaut, president of Disney Enterprises. "Some have had contact with the creatures, been in touch with them. They've come closer than I have. I think someone should do a good scientific program analyzing who they are and see if they're friendly to our see if they're friendly to our system to know whether we should attempt to defend ourselves. That means destroy them. If they happen to be socialists on another planet, destroy them." Sammy Davis, losing his mind because after entering male menopause, he has become sexually dysfunctional. "I'm sorry, Sammy. You shouldn't have gone and supported Richard Nixon when he was about to destroy the nation and kiss him on the cheek. The least that can happen to middle-aged Sammy, sellout Uncle Tom Sammy Davis, is that he becomes sexually dysfunctional in a premature menopause. I could give a shit less what happened to him." Terrifying ordeal as sharks seem to be organizing around Australia and attacking everything that they see except children. Well, interesting. Not much given, just a brief on it. I hope the sharks are evolving a little bit of form of life. That would be interesting. Maybe they can do something with this miserable son of a bitchin' planet. They seem to be highly organized. Estimated that the U.S. government, working through South Korea, gave over $80 million of our tax money, U.S. tax money, to congressmen. At the same time that Americans are blasting South Korea for winning, for whining and dining U.S. congressmen, and it's estimated that half the congressmen of the United States, according to BBC, received payoffs by the dictatorship of South Korea through the CIA, is now laying out still more than $80 million a year to wine and dine and woo influential foreigners, some of them from Korea. Soviet radio correspondent Voloshilev, the operative-in-chief, for instance, spent 56 days touring America last year. And you picked up the tab. That's the great concern of USA. The U.S. State Department's Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs, paid all of Latvian chief's travel expenses, handed him $45 a day for spending money, and saw that he was given red carpet treatment across the USA. 16 others were on the tour from places such as Hungary, Poland, Yugoslavia, and then it mentions a host of black nations, Nigeria and Asian, to prejudice people, communism, socialism, black, and Asian, and Indonesia, Indian. The cost was some $80 million. Approximately 2,000 foreign visitors got taxpayer-financed all-expense-paid trips to the U.S. last year. This has been going on for about 20 years at a cost of millions under the International Visitor Program. It is done to try to woo people into the United States orbit to pacify and to get some reasonable cooperation with the Soviet Union that they fear when they bring a correspondent through. Such mutual exchanges are quite common. These mutual agreements to entertain are quite common to all nations and to bring correspondents in both nations to visit each other. Meanwhile, the United States is criticizing South Korea for providing all expense-paid trips and payoffs to Korea from Korea for members of Congress, the press, and other distinguished Americans. Our program is really twofold and hypocritical. They're trying to save the essence of this article and commentary is trying to justify all of those son of a bitch congressmen, better than half of the congressmen, over 250, who accepted payoffs from the KCIA, the fascist South Korea. Most Americans now face retirement with nothing but Social Security and an inadequate Social Security to even maintain their basic needs of food, clothing, and housing. That's the headlines of the Cleveland paper. And you know, it's interesting that half of the U.S. white congressmen can take payoffs and bribes, and yet a black congressman like Congressman Diggs faces 175 years in the federal penitentiary, the founder of the Black Caucus and chairman of the subcommittee in Congress on African Affairs, all because he's black. And a white man who gives some support to progressive causes, Congressman Miller, can be charged of soliciting boys for sex for homosexual purposes and conveniently caught in the act by federal officials. Very, very smelly. Very stinky. The news of the world is that Somalia has tightened their grip upon their people by martial law and denial of constitutional privilege. As you know, there is a move on in Guyana at this point to make a new constitution. It's very difficult to determine what is behind it. We have been told by the Soviet Union that Guyana will be moving left. In a highly confidential meeting with the Soviet Union, that's what we were told by the Prime Minister. We were also told that elements of the Prime Minister's party have resisted the merger of the PNC, People's National Congress ruling party, with the PPP, the People's Progressive Party, under Dr. Chettijagin, Marxist-Leninist, who just received the highest award of the Soviet Union's Supreme Soviet. It is our understanding that it's possible that Prime Minister Burnham and Dr. Chettijagin made a secret deal. The reason Dr. Chettijagin did an unusual thing yesterday by scattering his papers and overturning his desk was staging to try to divert reactionaries of his own race, of East Indians, though his party is all Marxist, and the definite reactionary right wing of the PNC from knowing what is really happening. The visit to the Soviet Union makes little sense if indeed Dr. Burnham is moving to the far right, if this country is moving towards more U.S. domination. The Cubans say that they believe that the USA will give them aid, but did not elaborate as to whether that would mean more control. The Soviet ambassador told us confidentially that we need not worry. We had nothing to worry. That was some days ago. Meetings are going on now. Demands are being carried that I gave, that we conveyed all through the night on the radio, and all through the day in planning, reviewing reports, making preparations for our defensive attacks. Now, I have to be honest and call them defensive attacks, both in the United States, where we're under attack by the vicious enemies that I named off, that we shall not forget, and in Georgetown, where we're trying to find out, through the help of Dr. Mingo and other governmental leaders, actually who is trying to conspire against us. It is Dr. Mingo's feeling on Home Affairs that the conspiracy has certainly friendly elements. The CIA has certain friendly elements in various branches trying to do us harm. He is on the case. The foreign minister had been on the case, but as you know, is very, very gravely ill and unable to communicate too much, though he meets with us as regularly as his health will permit. Nonetheless, we have the will and solidarity to survive. We have the will and solidarity to find solutions so that we can live with dignity and, if necessary, make the transition with dignity, never compromising the only purpose to life, the only purpose to existence, to try to be a good socialist and ultimately as pure a communist as possible. John Wayne, in his last trying moments of terminal illness from open heart surgery of 5 hours, has been converted by President Carter's sister, renegade for religious revivalism and Pentecostalism. He had a spiritual feeling, and now he said he believes in Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and wants the Bible read to him every day of his life. The old funky son of a bitch and fascist racist who has been known for supporting every racist cause is prepared to get to know Jesus, because he is a coward as it comes time for him to leave this world and die. He's hoping, probably, in my opinion, my commentary, your father's commentary, he's probably hoping that he will be put in the theatrical group in heaven and be one of Jesus's prime actors to be shown on Jesus's prime TV time. These motherfuckers are too much. It's awful to live all your life and be afraid of dying. Act like the tough cowboy and the great hero, and he finds Jesus in his last moments and calls all across the world where President Carter's sick sister was converting people in England, along with some racist elements. She came to his bedside to convert him to Jesus Christ, and he felt that strange feeling that Jesus had come into his heart. I thought his heart was pretty sick, hardly able to function with blood. I didn't know there was any room for something as full of shit and big as Jesus. Stand by. Telesavalas, the chrome dome star of CBS TV's Kojak, is on skid row, drinking, using drugs, and has tried suicide 5 times, according to Hollywood publicist Mike McComas, one of Savalas' closest pals. Telly Savalas has tried to commit suicide 5 times in the last 3 weeks, 5 different times. He's on skid row, yet just a short time ago, you can remember him even while you were in the States, the bald-headed little detective chap with his little black hat and his glasses. No matter how Jewish you may be or how high you may be in the capitalistic system, how popular in the television media, because now Kojak, the famous Kojak, is on Skid Row, as is television, lollipop sucking, supercar. This was the television, you render lollipop sucking, supercar. Has come to the end of the road, as all of them do. And even if you're Jewish, even if you're powerful, even if you're the most important actor, and even one of the most important actors, when your time comes that they can no longer use you, you don't have all the charm, you don't have quite the wit to move fast enough or have the good looks, they let you down. Why do people trust in capitalism? Just as I gave you the FBI report, television brainwashes you. So stupid, so ignorant, everyone can see that there's no future. Mae West in serious physical condition because of attempting a breast lift, and she has developed a serious type of rather rare infection and is in some question as to her future. We're all grieving. Our hearts are deeply pined at poor Mae West trying to lift her boobs. Stupid bitch. She's old enough now for fertilizer. The article goes on to list how many of the famous actors are now on the road, has-beens, and on the way to the garbage heap.